Today we see the wondrous marvels of the sacred liturgy of the Holy Catholic Church, of the Roman Church. Now there are about 40 rites that are not included in this. To me personally, it's the saddest Sunday of the year, because after tomorrow's wonderful feast of the presentation of the baby Jesus in the temple and the purification of the Blessed Mother, according to the law of Moses, everything will disappear and we will be back almost to bare necessities, as it were. And of course, having the nativity scene here is one of the most wonderful things for me. And of course, that is why I have so much trouble in putting it up. And we will have trouble on Tuesday morning taking it down. But tomorrow night, we will celebrate the Feast of Candlemas. We will bless candles, the ones for the church, the ones that you bring, the ones that you will obtain for a donation, because they're not free for me or for you or anybody. Nothing is free in this world. If somebody tells you it's free, they're lying. But it is the liturgy, the wondrous liturgy of the Roman Rite of the Holy Catholic Church. And so today we have these wonderful examples from St. Paul's epistle to the Corinthians, reminding us that we run a race. And just like athletes who run races, they have to diet and they have to lift weights, they have to do all kinds of things in order to be able to run the race. Well, we run an even more important race, the race to heaven. And we have to suffer. We have to offer up many privations and sacrifice and discipline in order to become spiritually, muscularly strong, to make the race, to be able to reach the wonderful, wonderful rewards, which of course are heaven. For most of us, a little bit of purgatory, and you will remember me when you get there, because you're not going to forget anything when you go to the next life, by the way. You'll remember everything. And especially you'll remember your sins. So try not to sin too much, or just not to sin at all. And then, of course, in the beautiful gospel that we have just chanted, we see a similar situation, which is a situation also of life. The Lord, and of course, the Master here is the Lord. He comes and gets workers for his vineyard. And of course, in particular, the reverend clergy are the workers of the vineyard. And then sometimes he gets some at the last minute. And everybody thinks, oh, we're going to get a big reward because we've been there since 8 o'clock in the morning. The same. But our Lord gives the same to those who come at 4 o'clock in the afternoon and at 6 o'clock in the afternoon. They all get one denarius. And the first one, say, they thought they were going to get a lot more because they've been working longer. And of course, that's one of the marvels of our faith. Some of you have been recently baptized and confirmed. Others will be baptized and confirmed at Easter time. And you get the same reward, which is heaven. You get the same reward, which is sanctifying grace, about which we don't think enough or hear enough. And I remember one of the priests, a traditional priest like I, complaining about a lot of these papal documents in the last few years. And we won't point any fingers at which popes. There were more than one. All these encyclicals and this and that and the other. And they never mention sanctifying grace. You cannot live without sanctifying grace. It is the food for your soul. And if you don't have it, you will die of starvation. So everything we do is to get, to receive, sanctifying grace. And if we die in a state of sanctifying grace, we shall be able to go to heaven, even if we have to suffer purgatory for a while. But if you have no sanctifying grace, that's it. You have chosen your reward, and it will be downwards to the eternal fires of hell, which we must avoid at all costs. And so these workers complain, why are you giving him the same thing? Why is he getting the same sanctifying grace as I am? I've been working all day. I've been working all my life since I was born for 60, 70, 80 years. And he comes and he dies at 10 or 20 and you give him the same reward. My friend, I have not cheated you. I have given you what I promised. 1 denarius. Did you not agree to that? I have given you what I promised. Sanctifying grace and eternal life. Did you not wish for that? And you did not agree to that? And so, of course, they are quiet. They're not necessarily happy, but they should be. I mean, if I were about to be allowed to enter heaven, I would be very happy. I don't care if somebody that was baptized yesterday enters heaven with me. I'll be happy to take them by the hand and lead them by the hand. And of course, we have so many. And so today, we meditate on these mysteries in this first penitential Sunday, Septuagesima, 70 days before Easter. And of course, it's not as strict a penance as it will be beginning with Quadragesima, 40 days before Easter, beginning with Ash Wednesday. But nevertheless, we hope to receive the same crown of laurels for the race that we will have raced and won. Whether first or last makes no difference. So we give thanks to God. And we give thanks to God for our holy faith, which teaches us so much. In our liturgy, in our prayers, in our catechism, and everything that we do. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.